Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast. Hi, everyone. I'm Joe.
And I'm Kay.
And today we are virtually traveling to a very exciting place. We are going to...
India!
Right, India. India has very exciting culture,
mm-hmm.
a long history.
Yes.
And its economy is really booming these days.
Yes.
It's becoming a leader. So if we go to India as tourists...
Mm-hmm.
Can we understand what they are saying in English there?
If Japanese tourists go to India, can they understand what Indians are saying in English? 皆さんこんにちは。インド、とっても面白い文化や人々がいますよね。インドには22個の公式な言語が存在します。で、英語はその一つなんですけど、インド人の人たち、たくさんの言葉を持っているので、それぞれ英語を喋った時の発音も全然違うんですね。インドの人はほとんど英語喋れるんですけど、やっぱり発音の違いっていうのが大事になってくるので、今日はこれから、インド人の人が英語を喋る時によく使っている発音の特徴3つを皆さんに教えたいと思います。
Okay, ready everyone? These three special characteristics...of the English that people in India speak.
Okay. で、まず1個目ですが、インドの人たちは TH の発音があると、これを D あるいは T の発音にします。
For example, that becomes that.
That.
That book, for example.
Okay, that book.
And thanks becomes thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Right. Thanks for that.
Thanks. That sounds kind of cute, I think.
That's right.
で、2個目ですけど、TR という発音が出てきたとき、ちょっと巻き舌になります。例えば、don't try it みたいな感じですね。
Right, and the don't, it's
don't,
a little bit like
yeah,
that, right?
ちょっと下がってる感じですね。
Don't try it.
Don't try it.
Right, everyone, can you roll your tongue a little bit there? You gotta do it only a little bit
yeah,
too.
Yeah, only a little bit.
If you do it too much, it sounds very bad. Don't try it.
で、最後の1個ですが、ある言葉の真ん中とか最後の方に入ってる L の発音はちょっと R っぽくなるんですね。で、これも巻き舌にします。例えば、テーブルみたいな感じですね。ちなみにこのテーブルっていう発音もアメリカ英語だと table ですけど、インドの人だと A のトーンがちょっと上がり目ですね。table って感じです。
Right, so it would be table.
Table.
Right, you know, in English, American English,
yes.
Table.
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 Like that.
Ah, 脳みそが混乱している。
For example, can you put the food on the table, please?
Can you put the food on the table, please? じゃあこの1から3のポイントをまとめてみた文章をちょっと喋ってみたいんですけど、ちょっと想像してもらいたいんですけど、インド人のお友達がイチゴを持ってあなたのアパートに訪ねてきてくれたとしましょう。で、その時にこんな感じで喋ってください。
You can say...Thanks for that. Please sit at the table and try it.
Thanks for that. Please sit at the table and try it.
That's it, everyone. You got it? you are perfectly good English speaker, Indian speakers.
これ使う時来るかな? Okay.
Undoubtedly, our Indian friends out there are laughing at this bad pronunciation.
Yeah, we hope so. Yeah,
But
yeah.
actually, I confirmed it with one of my Indian friends.And he said it's pretty good,
okay.
almost, almost.
Okay, I hope so.
Right,
I
right.
So.
Everyone out there, I try to do, you can try it and you can get close at least. It's better than nothing, right?
頑張ってみましょう。
Right, right, right.
それでは今日のダイアログに行きたいんですけど、今日はまずインドに行ってきた女の子が、インドってこんな感じだったよとお友達に話してあげるところから始まります。まずはゆっくりなスピードで聞いてみてください。
はい、クミコ。How you doing? How was your trip to India?
I'm doing great, Kai. India was so beautiful. I got to see and experience a whole bunch of things that I'll cherish for the rest of my life. I was also shocked by every moment, by how differentThe country was from Japan.
Yeah. I bet it was different, but also exciting. What was the most shocking thing that you saw?
The most shocking thing was that cows and dogs were walking and running on the same roads that the cars were. It was incredible to see a cow walking right next to a speeding car.
Haha, that does sound shocking, but at the same time, exciting. How was the food there? Did you have curry every day?
No, I didn't have curry every day because it was too spicy for me. Actually, it was so spicy that I couldn't feel my tongue, so I don't know if it was good or not. But there was one really great traditional food that I had in India that makes me want to go back again. It was called masala dosa. It's rice batter cooked into a crispy pancake with deliciously spiced potatoes and other vegetables tucked inside. I heard that it's a food from the south side of India, but I had it in Delhi, and it was great. And of course, chai is one of my favorite drinks. So, from now on, I'm gonna have it as often as I can.
Wow, I love spicy food like curry. And that masala dosa sounds great. I really wanna go to India now. I might just book a plane to India. By the way, do you have any souvenirs for me?
Well, if you're planning to go to India, I'll give you this.
What? Why would you give me toilet paper?
That's because most public toilets don't have toilet paper, so you better stock up now.
Ah, most public toilets in India don't have toilet paper.
Yeah, that sounds really inconvenient.
Right. Actually, when I first came to Japan about 30 years ago,
okay,
a lot of Japanese public toilets, too, did not have
really?
Toilet paper. It's true.
Wow.
It's true. But it's outside in all the parks and everything like that.
Hey, 知らんかった.
Right. And, but now, these days, it's really spread. It's everywhere now.
Okay.
Right, right.
じゃあまず最初に男の子カイ君がいや、久美子元気っていう風に聞いて How you doing? って元気ってことですね
Yes, this is better than How are you? Everyone, try to use that with your friend How you doing?
で、この女の子クミコちゃんはこの間インドに行ってきたばっかりなのでインドはどうだったって聞いてここで、クミコちゃん私も一生忘れられないものをたくさん見たよっていう風にまずこの To get to で Must しなければいけないみたいな意味ですね
That's right I got to means I mustI gotta study, or I gotta go to that class, like that.
A whole bunch of, 全てのもの、まるっとたくさんっていう意味ですね。
Right, very good word for using a lot of. And you can use it for countable things or non-countable things. For example, I have a whole bunch of homework to do this weekend. Or I bought a whole bunch of apples, you want one? Like that. Try to use that, it's a good expression.
そして to cherish で大事にするとか可愛がるっていう意味ですね。
Right, I really cherish the time that I spent with him. For example, like that. Especially that kind of a romantic type thing, I think, right?
Okay.
But you can also do it with things. I cherish this ring that I have. It's really, really special. For special things like that.
もう宝物にするって感じですね。
That's right, right. Try to use it for your specialist thing. Make an example sentence.
で、男の子は、あ、楽しかったみたいだねというふうに言ってます。To bet 予想するという意味ですね。
Right, it means I think, and even stronger. For example, he's a very lazy student. You can say, I bet he didn't do his homework. like that, it's, you're almost certain, like 95%,
okay.
like that.
で、ここで、このカイ君っていう男の子が、クミコちゃんにインドの生活や食事がどうだったか聞いてあげてます。 カイ君、毎日カレー食べてる?っていうふうに聞きました。The curry でカレーっていう意味ですね。
Right. So the English pronunciation is curry.
Curry.
Right. It's kind of like you're throwing up. throwing up curry.
Ew. ここでちょっと汚いようですが、この curry っていうのはなんかこう、おえって戻してるような感じで、喉の奥から発音してください。
Okay. How often do you eat curry?
I eat curry probably once a month.
Okay.
I guess, yeah.
But I think I eat it maybe once every 5 days.
Really?
A lot. I love curry.
美味しいからね。
Right, right.
で、女の子が、いや、まさか私が好きだったのはマサラドーサっていうご飯だねって言われてます。で、マサラドーサの説明くれてます。あの、お米のバッターをカリカリになるまで焼いたパンケーキにスパイスが効いたポテトとか野菜を挟んでる食べ物ですね。このバターっていうのが一個は野球のバッターのことも意味するんですけど、ここでは食べ物のことです。
Right, and especially of course you use batter to make okonomiyaki.
Yes, シャバシャバした液体状の小麦粉とか卵がいろいろ混ざったあの液体のことをバッターって呼びます。
Right. So what is in that batter? Even do you know in English? For example, wheat and soy flour.
Okay. 小麦粉と大豆粉ですね。
Right. Also leavening. It's called leavening.
Okay. Baking powder のことです。
Right, right. You can also say baking powder. That's good. Or leavening. It's the same. And also, usually a spice called, such as, kelp is in the batter.
このケルプっていうのは海藻のことで、スパイスの一種みたいですね。
Right.
そしてこの to tuck で挟むという意味ですね。
Right. Especially use this word to tuck, putting your shirt in your pants.
あー、へー。
I tucked my shirt into my pants.
へー。I tucked my shirt into my pants.
Right. If your male friend out there is walking around with his shirt hanging out,、mm-hmm. you can say, you should
tuck your shirt into your pants.
That's right. And in the dialogue, they say that you tuckthe potatoes and other vegetables into the pancake food.
で、クミコちゃんはこのマサラドーサをデリーで食べたって言ってるんですけど、じゃあ I guess this is the capital city of India?
Actually, I think the capital is called New Delhi. Right, right. But actually, there is a city called Delhi.
Sorry,
yes.
I'm sorry.
No,
sorry.
No problem. You're okay. Everybody thinks that. And it's right next to New Delhi.So we have Delhi、
okay.
and New Delhi.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're two cities right next to each other. I think the capital is New Delhi, but Delhi is the old city.
Okay, right, right. 一つ賢くなりました。
Right, just like that. Okay.
で、チャイも美味しかったっていうふうに言ってます。チャイっていう飲み物ですね。
Yeah, it's a famous Indian drink. If you go to an Indian restaurant,、mm-hmm. after your meal, definitely 100% you should drink some chai. It's so good.
で、ここでカイ君が、僕もインド行きたくなったな、飛行機予約した方がいいかもっていうふうに言ってます。To book って、なんかを予約することですね。
Right, so you can book a plane, that means make a reservation, right? Or you could book a hotel room. My parents booked a hotel room in Tokyo, for example.
で、クミコちゃんが、それならこのトイレットペーパーをあげるねっていうふうに言ってます。これはさっき冒頭でジョー先生が言ったような理由で、トイレに紙がないからトイレットペーパーいっぱい買いだめしといた方がいいよっていう意味で紙をあげてるんですけど、今日の最後の2つの面白い表現いきましょう。You better で何々した方がいいってことですね。で、to stock up で何々を買いだめするという意味です。
Right, so you better is like you should, but it's a little stronger. It's like you should, and if you don't do it, something bad will happen. For example, you better study. If you don't, you will fail the course, like that. Or you better not eat so much, you'll get fat, like that. You know, in traditional grammar, it's you had better.
Yes, right.
Right, but you can cut that middle. It's not important, especially in conversation. Right, and to stock up.On something means to buy a lot of it, right?
買いだめするってことですね。
Right. For example, in a store, there's one product that's very, very popular. And so the owner of the store says, yes. we should stock up on this product. We should buy some more of it so we can put it in the store, like that. So it's a verb here to stock up on a product. And also, stock is like a noun too. We have the product in stock.
日本語でもこのストックっていうのは貯めてあるものっていう意味がありますけど in stock ってこう在庫が切れたとかってことありますね
Right, this is an expression you hear in TOEIC a lot We have the product in stock Or we need to stock up on that product Like that Okay everyone, we talked a lot about India Let's listen at natural speed
Hi, Kumiko. How are you doing? How was your trip to India?
I'm doing great, Kai. India was so beautiful. I got to see and experience a whole bunch of things that I'll cherish for the rest of my life. I was also shocked by every moment, by how different the country was from Japan.
Yeah, I bet it was different, but also exciting. What was the most shocking thing that you saw?
The most shocking thing was that cows and dogs were walking and running on the same roads that the cars were. It was incredible to see a cow walking right next to a speeding car.
Haha, that does sound shocking, but at the same time exciting. How was the food there? Did you have curry every day?
No, I didn't have curry every day because it was too spicy for me. Actually, it was so spicy that I couldn't feel my tongue, so I don't know if it was good or not. But there was one really great traditional food that I had in India that makes me want to go back again. It was called masala dosa. It's rice batter cooked into a crispy pancake with deliciously spiced potatoes and other vegetables tucked inside. I heard that it's a food from the south side of India, but I had it in Delhi and it was great. And of course, chai is one of my favorite drinks. So, from now on, I'm gonna have it as often as I can.
Wow, I love spicy food like curry. And that masala dosa sounds great. I really want to go to India now. I might just book a plane to India. By the way, do you have any souvenirs for me?
Well, if you're planning to go to India, I'll give you this.
What? Why would you give me toilet paper?
That's because most public toilets don't have toilet paper, so you better stock up now.
皆さんどうでしたか？今回特に最初の方で頑張ったインド人の英語の発音のポイント3つぜひ練習してインド人の友達の前で喋ってみてください。いいように取られてるかちょっとわからないですけど多分笑ってくれると思うのでちょっと頑張ってみてください。 And Indians out there, please don't laugh at our pronunciations.
That's right, we tried.
Yeah, we did our best.
That's right. Everyone have a good week and we'll see you next time at Hiroshima University's English Podcast.
Bye.